Hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of winning hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of pounds on the football pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if you win, you lose.
We present Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper and Sharon Deuce, and featuring Bill Owen and Patsy Rowlands, with special guests John Horsley, John Clive, John Glover, John Bott, and Maggie Shevlin.
Shouldn't we get up?
Yeah, I suppose we should, really.
It's funny being in bed in the afternoon.
Yeah, considering we're not ill, that is. It's not so bad, then, to make one feel so guilty. What time did we finally get to bed, then?
About 7.
Oh, lovely morning, wasn't it?
Lovely. How's your cup of tea?
No, it's not so good.
It's not the same having a tea-making machine, is it?
No. You need to know that somebody's had to put themselves out a bit to really enjoy a cup of tea, you know? just to know there's a bit of irritation gone into it.
Or love.
Oh, you are getting soppy, our Annabelle.
Well, I get that off Mother.
Thank goodness you didn't get her shoulders to go with it. She gives cuddles like a friendly blacksmith.
She's coming round this evening. I hope you don't mind. And Dad as well, Sam. Mother is coming round this evening. And Dad.
Good.
Pardon?
Good.
Are you feeling all right, Sam?
Fine. As a matter of fact, I'm inviting my dad round as well.
Fred?
Well, that is the name on the birth certificate, so I suppose we'd better give him the benefit of the doubt for a little longer, don't we? Yes, Fred's to be invited as well.
You're not well, are you?
I'm fine.
You're not. You're sickening for something.
No, I'm really fine, honest. Never felt better.
You're not. I mentioned Mum and Dad are coming round this evening, and you're not raving, roaring, shouting. How can you do this to me, Annabelle? And Fred, I mean, you can't stand him.
Oh, he's not that bad.
See, you haven't made one insulting remark about him so far. What you're doing is really frightening, Sam. You must be ill.
But what am I doing?
Don't you realise? You're being nice.
Oh.
It's really awful, Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
There you go again. Oh. Being understanding as well as nice.
Well, don't worry. Decisions have been made. And suddenly, I am all calm inside. Right. Oh, then dressed and off to work.
What decisions?
About the money. About our future. About our baby's future. About work. About of sneezing. About 2:30. It's about time I did see someone, Annabelle, you know. I think you're right. I'm starting to crack up. The strain of the last weeks has been too much.
Sam, I'm worried. You better not go into work today.
I must. If I hurry, I'll just be in time for afternoon tea break.
You better go straight round the surgery and see Dr. Clive.
Look, you know he brings me out in a rash.
Only if he touches you. Stay the other side of the desk. You should be all right.
All right. Well, I'll go and see him after work. And if there's any touching to be done, I'll get the nurse to do it. But first, into the bank.
You've hardly been in all week. They won't miss you for another half day.
No, I've got to go in. That was another one of my decisions.
What, to go into work occasionally?
No, to leave. I am going to hand my notice in.
But what about your exams? Your career? Oh, Sam, you'd make a lovely bank manager. You surely don't want to leave. I mean, what would you do?
I don't know, but what's the point of working? Do you know how much we earn just by putting the pool cheque and the rest of the money in the bank? Over £1,000 a week. £1,000 a week forever. It's horrendous. I mean, what can you do that feels worth doing with that sort of income, Annabelle? I mean, the whole fund's gone out of payday forever.
At the rate we're going, we'll never even get the money into the bank to get any interest. A cheque for 300,000 been lying about all week. Suitcases full of well-wishers' donations cluttering up the lounge. Lord knows how much is there.
I'm going to put it all in today. Hand in my notice at the same time. I tell you what, I'll let Cyril count it. It'll cheer him up no end. Shop!
Yes, sir. Can I be of any... You! What are you doing that side of the counter? Get round here where you belong.
No, I am a customer today, Siddle. I want to open an account.
Where have you been all week? Parker's furious. He's put you on report to Snowy. You've got to go and see him as soon as you come in.
Enough of the banter, my good man. I'd like to open an account.
You've already got an account and a loan to go with it. So stop messing about and get behind the counter.
Already got an account? Oh, that piffling little thing. Close it down. Pay off all outstanding sums and start afresh. Here, this cheque is for a deposit account.
£310.04.10. This is the pool's cheque. You didn't burn it after all, you sly dog.
Cyril?
Yes, Sam?
You're drooling again.
Sorry, Sam.
Now, in these two rather battered suitcases, you will find lots more thousands of pounds in all sorts of denominations. Neaten them up into little bundles and enter them into a new current account. There's a good chap.
Right. Hey, you'll never get those suitcases under the grill, Sam. Are you going to stuff the money through in handfuls, or are you going to bring it round?
I'll bring it round.
Right.
Do you know, that is the first time I've seen you from that side of the counter, Siddle. Framed by the woodwork, it's fascinating. Have you ever thought of going into television?
No, can't say I have.
No, you're a sensible chap.
Blimey!
I do know how much there is in the cases, Siddle, so, you know, no sticky fingers, all right?
Sam, as if I'd dream of any such thing.
Of course you'd dream of any such thing. You dream of it all the time, same as every other bank clerk. The perfect robbery, how to get away with it.
Baker!
Watch it, it's Potty Parker.
Ah! Mr. Parker.
What time do you call this, Baker?
Tea time.
Would you kindly go and see Mr. Snow immediately? I've had enough of your constant insubordination and absenteeism.
Mr. Parker?
Just because you've had your face in the paper a few times, had a television interview, doesn't impress me, you know.
Mr. Parker?
Think you're a celebrity because you made a fool of yourself over a pool's win. Burning the cheque to make a gesture, indeed. Stupid man. Go and see Mr. Snow immediately.
Certainly, Mr. Parker. My pleasure.
Mr. Parker, he didn't.
Didn't what?
Burn the cheque. Look!
Pay Mr. Samuel Baker
Oh, Mr. Parker. What a lot of teeth you've got when you smile.
Mr. Baker, of course I was only joking. Naturally, I'm very pleased when you do have a little time on your hands, but whenever you're free to drop in and do a little bit of work.
Well, of course you were only joshing, Mr. Parker, and, well, so am I.
Of course. What are you doing with that waste bin?
No, Sam.
Help! Please!
Do you know, Siddle, when I've read about people doing that, you know, with the waste paper basket, I never really saw the pleasure in it, but actually doing it is an awful lot of fun. Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that to Parker for years, the misery. A nice, solid tin one like you use. But then I've always dreamt of bashing the top with the ashtray to make his ears ring as well.
Well, you will never get another chance like this, Siddle. He's bound to think it's me in any case, so be my guest.
Do you mean it?
Here's the ashtray. I'm off to see Snowy.
Yippee!
Come in.
Mr. Snow.
Good Lord, really? What an amazing coincidence.
What is, sir?
Your name.
My name?
Yes, same as mine, Snow. I wonder what the odds are against that happening. Walking into an office and finding someone there of the same name.
But
they're probably about the same as the chance of sitting in an office and somebody walking in with the man of the same name, I suppose. Yes, it must be 50-ish. They call you Snowy, I suppose.
Who do?
Oh, they do, behind your back. Snowy?
Snowy?
Yes, what your friends call you.
I am not Mr. Snow.
Oh, really?
My name is Mr. Baker, Mr. Snow.
Oh, come, sir. Mr. Baker, Mr. Snow. That's a terrible mouthful, if you don't mind me saying so.
No, just Mr. Baker. Samuel Baker. You're Mr. Snow.
Yes, I know that. It's you who's got the difficulty deciding. I'm happy with Snow.
Look, I've just come to say goodbye, sir.
Oh, how nice of you to pop in and let me know. Well, as you probably know, we always value your custom, Mr. Baker, Mr. Snow. And if you have any further business, naturally, you must feel free to call in at any time.
No, I'm not a customer. I'm an employee. I work here. We have met once or twice.
Oh, well, it's even nicer that you call in to say goodbye. Should be much more mixing of management and men. I'll suggest it at the next staff meeting. Everybody say goodbye to everybody else every night, right across the echelon. Super. Super idea. So you're leaving now. Well, have a nice evening, and I look forward to seeing you bright and early tomorrow morning.
No. I'm leaving for good. Handing me notice in, packing it up, getting out.
Oh, that sort of leaving. Oh, even better. Sensible chap. No career for a young man. Cow-tying to credulous customers. Counting other people's money. Ah, sissy job, hiding behind bars all day. Velvet prison. Get out while you're still young enough, I say. Only pity is I'm too old to get out myself. Go west, young man. Go west. That's the answer.
What, you mean Blackpool, something like that?
Ah, yes. Well, it's very good of you to let me know personally that you're going and your reasons why, and I must say we value the valiant service you've given us over all these years. And I assure you, no matter how long it is, and I'm positive I'm speaking for all the rest of the staff at this moment, your name will live in our memories and in our hearts forever. And you certainly won't be easily forgotten, Mr. What was your name again?
Well, there you are, Sam. Out of a job, a fortune in the bank, a chequebook in your pocket, the world's your oyster. Buy anything you want. Go anywhere you want. No debt. The house paid for. Wife pleasantly pregnant. What are you going to do, Sam? What am I going to do? Lord knows. Hey, you know what I think?
What?
I think we had better have a chat with Dr. Clive. You know what I think?
What?
You're right. We should.
Mr. Baker?
Yes?
Would you wait in reception, Mr. Baker? Dr. Clive won't keep you a minute.
Oh, fine.
Oh, Sam?
Good Lord. A perfect imitation of my mother-in-law, Rose.
Over here. By the stuffed owl.
Oh, no. It is her. Big Rose. Rose, how lovely to see that you're feeling ill.
What are you doing here at the surgery? Malnutrition, I shouldn't wonder. That daughter of mine has never fed you properly since the day you married. I wouldn't be surprised if it's rickets.
It's not malnutrition or rickets, Rose. It's just a touch of mental illness.
Oh, well, that's not so bad then.
Come to that. What are you doing here? You look as fit as an ox and twice as big.
Oh, Sam, you and your little jokes. It's George. I've finally decided to have a talk with Dr. Clive about his sleeping.
Oh.
I'm getting really worried about him. He dropped off in his super can last night.
Oh. Was there much of a splash? Or...
I don't know. I was in the kitchen at the time. If I'd been 2 minutes longer out there, like as not, he'd have drowned. I dread to think what I'd have had to put in the victory column.
Yes, it is a difficult one, that. Peacefully in his soup, I suppose.
Something like that. Annabelle phoned, says there's a bit of a gathering tonight.
Oh, yeah, and I want you to help me out a bit there, Rose. I'd like you to ring everyone on your side of the family, you know, the whole caboodle, and tell them to come round as well, seven-ish.
Why? I mean, you can't stand relatives. Apart from me, that is. Why, Sam?
Because decisions have been made, Rose.
Decisions? Now, you're not going to do anything silly again, are you, Sam?
Silly?
Yes, silly. Last time we all got together, you know... What you did?
Where?
In the ashtray.
In the ashtray? I did no such thing.
The cheque. Burning the pool's cheque.
Oh, the cheque. Yeah, well, I do have something to say about that this evening.
You mean...
No questions now, just surprises this evening.
Oh, sounds ever so mysterious. Just like an Agatha Christie. Sam, you're not going to poison us all, are you?
No. Not this time, Rose. Annabelle won't have time to cook for that many.
Mrs. Duckett, would you go through now?
You go first, Sam.
Do I look that bad?
No, I just want to finish this article. I find these magazines with all the prices in shillings and pence much more fun than the present day ones.
Come. Sit. Second or two. Pills. Wakers, sleepers, stoppers, starters. Constant scribble. Who needs 8 years of medical school? As long as you can scratch your name at the bottom and the date at the top and spell tablets in Latin, you're home and dry. Done. Well?
Oh, not too bad, thank you.
Well, what are you doing sitting here, wearing out our national health chairs for?
Well, a slight problem has arisen. Just a phase, probably, but it's rather worrying at my age.
How's your wife taking it?
What?
Your problem.
Well, she's a bit worried too, I must admit, same as I am, but...
Get a lodger. Only answer. Take the pressure off you completely. You'll be better in no time. Failing that, try taking half a dozen oysters every night and whistling God Save the Queen never fails from me. Good.
No, please, hang on. I think there's been a slight misunderstanding. I mean, you see, what you apparently think is my problem isn't any problem at all.
Oh, you mean you come to terms with it? Yeah. Oh, good, sensible fellow. Yeah. I did the same. Wife and I have never been so friendly. Cured her headaches as well, which is more than I could ever do. You know, in the early years we used to spend more on aspirin than on housekeeping.
No, that's not the problem. It's something else.
What? I mean, pimples, constipation, halitosis? Get on with it, man. I mean, tell me what you've got, and I'll give you a pill or a potion, and you can push off. Except for bad backs, of course, when I'll have to give you a sick note and let you come back when you're ready for work. Now, what's your problem?
I talk to myself.
Well, so what? I mean, I do that all the time. It's the only way you can get a sensible conversation these days.
But, you see, I hear a voice in my head.
Well, so did Joan of Arc.
Didn't do her any harm.
She was burned at the stake.
Well, it's not allowed anymore. I mean, they're much more stringent in restaurants these days. Anything else?
Well, I'm being nice to people I'm normally nasty to, mm-hmm. and nasty to people I'm normally nice to.
So what's the problem? I mean, it's the other people who've got to watch out, isn't it? I mean, they won't know where they are. Anyway, I'll put you off work for a week or two. Won't help the change of personality, but it'll give you time to have a really good long chat with that voice in your head.
I haven't got a job, actually. I packed it up today.
Yeah, well, I'll sign you off for a month, then. You'll need all the sick pay you can get.
No, I don't need any money. I've got enough.
Enough? Ah. Well, perhaps you are ill after all. How much have you got?
Nearly £500,000.
Train robber, are you?
I won the pools. Samuel Baker. In all the papers.
Ah. Yeah. How do you feel about going private?
No, I'm not really keen on the private business.
I get better service, better service. I treat my privates exceptionally well. Smile at them. I say hello. Things like that, you see. You'd like being private. Christmas cards, birthday cards, get-well cards. Different class of treatment altogether for my privates. Rude to yourself whenever you're in hospital, which could be as often as you like when you're private, you see. Anything from a bad elbow to a boil on your buttock. Just whip yourself into hospital, no problem.
No, thank you. I'll stay National Health for the time being, if it's all the same to you.
Yes, yes, well, it's people like you who give being rich a bad name, you know.
Sorry.
Yes, yes, you will be, you will be. Yeah, here you are. Get this from the chemist.
What is it?
Well, I think your problem is physical, you see, in origin. Lack of exercise, mainly. Too much time sitting round talking to yourself. So I'm giving you 2 centipods 3 times a day for a fortnight. Yeah, get you moving in no time at all and teach you to take good advice in future. Next, please.
Oh, she's early tonight, the little devil. Oh, just a tiny splash more aftershave. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, you're beautiful, Fred. You really are beautiful. Coming, my love. Hello, my little Sam.
Hello, my little love.
What are you doing here? You never come here. Somebody's died.
Who?
Who what?
Who's died?
You can't make a guessing game out of death. It wouldn't be respectable. Tell me quickly. Is it your mother?
No.
Oh, well, never mind. You can't win them all.
What are you going on about, Daddy?
You, here, on my doorstep. It's never been known. What do you want, Sam? I'm expecting a friend any minute. I can't hang about.
No, I don't suppose you can. You're not getting any younger.
Get to the point. What do you want?
All right. I would like you to ring round and invite all the relatives on your side, you know, first and second cousins, nephews, nieces, all the whole grotty lot, to come round to our house tonight, 7 o'clock-ish. I've got some exciting news for you all.
I know. You're going to blow us all up. That's what it is. Aye. You're going to get us all together at your house and blow us up.
I'll be there as well.
Oh, well, it can't be that, then. You're much too fond of yourself to let that happen to you. But you're certainly up to something.
Ring them all up, Fred. Then, come 7 o'clock, all will be revealed.
I'll get it, Annabelle. I'm the nearest. Come on in.
Hello, Rose.
Hello, love.
What's it all about?
How are you?
Oh, it's been a long time, Ethel.
Yes, so what's going on? Where are they all coming from?
I turned a big rock over in the garden.
There's relatives here I haven't seen since I was christened.
Don't worry, love, it's all intentional. I met Rose round at the surgery and asked her to invite all her relatives she could muster. I said the same to Dad.
Oh, Sam, you really are ill.
Hello, Cyril. Get yourself a drink.
Oh, where is it?
Tea and coffee in the kitchen.
Oh.
Sam, what are you up to?
Time will tell, as the speaking clock was heard to say.
Sam, over here.
Hello. Flash Fred's finally made an appearance. I left the kitchen window open in case he couldn't manage the front door.
Don't forget your good intentions. Be nice to him.
I'll kiss him on his airpiece, if you like.
Sam! Sam!
Fight your way through the crowd, Dad. It's well worth the effort.
Sam Baker, are you going to tell me what's going on?
Soon.
What a crush. I've never seen so many people since I dropped a 10p piece in Woolworths on a Saturday morning.
Hello, Dad. Daddy could make it.
Hello, Annabelle, love. What's going on?
Ask your secretive son. I've got about as much idea as you have, Fred.
Sam?
You'll soon know, Dad. Don't panic.
Why did you get me to invite all these relatives? I thought you couldn't stand them.
All will be finally revealed.
Mate, wait! Meg, wait!
Here comes Rose, cleaving her way through the crowd. Looks like a battleship that slipped its anchor.
Stop it, Sam.
Oh, I've lost George. I've lost George. Everyone go very careful where you're treading. I've lost George.
It's all right. Mummy's having a nap on the stairs.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I've really got to keep an eye on. He fell asleep standing up at the bus stop on the way here.
Hey, what did Dr. Clive have to say?
He just said leave him be. He's the most sensible patient I've got.
Could be right at that.
Rose, my little petal.
Oh, Fred, lovely to see you. Look, it's a spruce.
Hey, come on, that's enough of the sex interest bit. Time to get to the point. Make room on that table. I'm going to make a speech, Annabelle. Pin back your ears, this could be fun.
Watch that table, it's getting a bit rickety.
Sam, don't forget what I said now, nothing silly.
Don't you worry, Rose, all is well.
He's got to open his mouth to speak, Rose, so silliness is guaranteed.
Stop it, Fred. If I'm going to make an effort to be nice to you, the least you can do is to reciprocate. I mean, I haven't told one person here that... My father wears a wig.
I do not.
Do not start, the pair of you. I couldn't bear that as well as this.
All right, dear, all right. We'll bear in mind you're bearing a baby and give you nothing else to bear. Agreed, Grandad Fred?
Agreed. Don't call me Grandad.
Hey, he's getting on the table.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
Quiet.
Order, order.
2 pints of bitter for a start.
Now, friends and family, thank you all for coming. The last time some of you were here, you saw me burn a cheque for £310,000 as a gesture. Yep. All right, Siddle, all right. This is my surprise, so try and keep a straight face.
OK, Sam, my lips are sealed.
You should have done that years ago, Siddle. Well, now I can tell the truth. I didn't really burn it. Sleight of hand, Auntie Ethel, sleight of hand. Not only have we got the money, but we've got thousands of pounds more. Annabelle and I, and our unborn baby, are disgustingly rich. And we would like you all to share in our good fortune. Suddenly it's gone very silent. Eyes sparkling, mouths agape. Have we heard aright? He wants us to share in his good fortune. Yes, yes, all of you. Your boats have come in. You are all potentially rich. But...
I knew there was going to be a but. Now we come to the silliness.
He's a constant source of embarrassment. If they'd managed to invent the pill 30 years earlier, he wouldn't be standing here now.
But there is a condition.
What's the condition then?
Yes, what's the condition?
The condition is this.
Sam.
Watch out, the table's going.
Oh, no, no.
Make room, let me at him. There, love. It was only his head. It's not as if it was anywhere vulnerable.
What's his condition, Fred?
He should be all right, I think. We'll get him up to bed now.
No, his condition for sharing his fortune.
I don't know, and I don't care, come to that. My lad's hurt himself, and that's all that matters to me.
Annabelle, do you know what it is?
Leave her be, all of you. You couldn't care less about Sam. He was right. You're only interested in his money.
He's coming round. Everyone calm down.
Quiet, everyone. Now, hush.
Where am I? What's going on?
Oh, darling, I was so worried.
Yeah, you were about to tell us about your conditions.
Conditions?
Yes, for sharing in your fortune.
Fortune?
Yeah, well, can't you remember?
Remember? I can't remember anything.
Come on, everybody. The party's over. Let's clear the room.
Yes, come on, everybody. Come on.
Well, I've got a carry-on, isn't it? Yes,
wasted time. Where am I? Who's this lovely woman giving me cuddles?
Oh, darling. You are hurt. Let me hold you.
Oh, a knockout. Lots of more of that.
No, Sam, stop it.
3 years married and he's as lively as a colt. If only George would wake up occasionally.
Good Lord, I've only just thought of something. I don't know where I am. I don't even know who I am. I don't even know my name.
Come to bed, darling.
I'm sorry, miss. I can't go to bed with strange women. It's against my principles. I'll just sit here in the armchair contemplating who I could be.
Stop messing about, Sam.
I wish you wouldn't keep calling me that. It's an awful name.
You know very well Dr. Clive said there was nothing wrong with you, that a good night's sleep wouldn't cure.
I don't think you'd get a good night's sleep going to bed with a strange woman, miss, do you?
Stop calling me strange woman, Sam. I'm starting to feel as if I've got two heads.
No, 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 you haven't. Except when I get my occasional little dizzy spells, and then you've got two of everything. Well, four of something.
Oh, I've had enough of this. And baby's had enough. Haven't you, baby? Yes. Well, we're off. Suit yourself what you do. Good night, Sam.
Good night, miss.
You are naughty, Sam.
I am indeed, Sam. Why did you pretend you didn't know who you were? Yeah, it was all those greedy little ferrets. Second-rate relatives sweating on my every word that started it. The suspense was killing them. So I thought I'd let it go on a bit longer. So, are you going to forget your plans for the money? No. They go ahead as you and I have agreed. But I send them a letter instead of gathering them together. I can't take the look of them en masse. And the letter reads, Dear Sir or Madam, if you can prove to me that you're not as useless as I've always known you were, by breaking a record of any kind and getting a mention in the Guinness Book of Records by next year, you will share £150,000 of my money with whoever else amongst my family and friends manages to get a mention in the said book. You reckon any of them will make it? I shouldn't think so. But it'll certainly start them all thinking and get them all moving, which can't be a bad thing. True, true. Now, what do you intend to do now, then? Well, now, I intend to go up those stairs, yes, knock on that strange woman's door, yes, and ask if she'll help me get my memory back, very slowly.
You've been listening to Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper as Sam and Sharon Deuce as Annabelle, with Bill Owen as Fred and Patsy Rowland as Rose. Also this week, John Horsley featured as Mr. Snow, the bank manager, John Clive as Dr. Clive, John Glover as Cyril, John Bott as Parker, and Maggie Shevlin as the receptionist. The theme music was by Jim Parker, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
Hundreds of thousands of dreams of getting their hands on a share of the hundreds of thousands they think that you've won on the pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if they know, you lose. Hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people.